I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What's up? Hello. Welcome to Chocolate City Radio with Choc Mommy and Ashton. Today is going to be a good day. It's like, what, the Friday before Christmas? People are still shopping. It's Friday night, time for the club and everything like that. We got some crazy-ass topics going on. Got some nice-ass music about to go down. I'm just turned up, ready to be turned out. Today's topic is, why is it when people get caught, and I'm going to say people, but I'm mostly referring to men, you don't fess up to the shit that you do, and then when you get busted, you get mad. I mean, you know, I know reverse psychology is a motherfucker, but damn, if you got caught, man the fuck up, woman the fuck up, and just be like, yeah, I was wrong, let's get past this, or, you know, I don't want you no more. Or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring on Ashton, and we're going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to play our first three sets of songs, and the first set with three songs, and then we're going to talk and go into some more music, a couple of advertisements, and we're going to keep it moving. Hey, Mama.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Mother Nature kicking my ass, or the depot shot one, something. Oh,
I done told you about some things, girl.
Man, it's the first time I feel like I'm in labor. That's how bad my cramps be feeling. I'm like, oh, where my baby coming?
I can't do it.
I think I should just have a hysterectomy and just be able to do it year round with no, you know, no vacations and none of that. But then I would need a man for that. And then if it was my man, he would have to be faithful and not be one of the motherfuckers we're talking about tonight. That
or at least honest. Good God. What's wrong with honesty?
Honesty is like chivalry. It's dead. It is dead. Like, I mean, me personally, when I did the poll on the phones today and some of the stuff that I got back, I think the most, the craziest answer I got back is, it's the man's job to cheat, not the woman.
I got that too.
And then one guy was like, he mad because he about to lose both of them. I'm like, okay, that's an honest answer. I can respect that. I can respect that. And somebody from Canada was like, men are dumb enough not to get caught. That's a motherfucking lie. Men are dumb enough to get caught. And that's why y'all get caught, because y'all dumb.
Yeah, to get caught. I mean, anybody could get caught realistically. You know, they just got to clean up nice. But a lot of men feel like it's okay for them to cheat, but not for the woman to cheat, because, you know, a woman is supposed to be, well, their woman, whoever they consider a treasure or, you know, theirs. They feel like that one is to not be touched. Only they can deal with that one, but they can smut out the rest of the world, which is beyond me. I don't understand how you could warm up somebody else's bed and expect her to stay cold waiting for you. Makes no sense.
You expect me to warm up your bed? You got me fucked up. That motherfucker, I'm going to warm it up. I'm going to be like the burning bed. I'm going to set that bitch on fire as soon as your trifling ass get in it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I've gotten some crazy answers, too. One person says, Shaggy said it best. Deny, deny, deny. It wasn't me.
But I've been like, I'm not going to deny it. You know what I'm saying? I have cheated. And, you know, have I ever got caught? Yes, I have, maybe a little bit. I was caught after the fact, after we had already finished doing the nasty and our clothes was on. And
right. My
ex-husband, he was in the military, and he came into the barracks room. And he was just like, look at you. I'm like, what? He's like, you looking like you all innocent, like you ain't did. And I said, I didn't do nothing. I'm just here visiting my friend. He didn't catch me in the act. He caught me after the act in the room. Didn't smell like sex or nothing like that. So I was only guilty of being in another man's barracks room. That's it, in his eyes.
Wow.
I mean, I fessed up later. I fessed up when he was doing his dirt, and I just had to go ahead and let him know. Like, you remember that dude? You called me in his room, and you were like, damn, I got to get on my shit because he looked good, because you didn't want to lose me to him. I was like, well, eventually, we did it. And, you know, since me and you were on the outs and we're not really going to get back together, that's who I'm going to be with. My ex-husband changed his ways. You talking about a dog can't change his spot? That motherfucker changed his spot into a new man. When a man see you got a better looking man than them and they can possibly lose you, they'll act right. So, I mean, I didn't have to fess up, but I fessed up later because that's what I do. I tell the truth.
Oh, well, I've done my share of, you know, cheating, getting caught, not getting caught, cheating and finding out he was cheating, he got caught, and I played the victim, knowing I ain't got no reason to.
But that's what women do.
Yeah. So.
Matter of fact, here's one of our BBM friends, 33. I always be fucking her number up, but it's 366. That's the prefix. You're live on the air. I caught you this time.
Hi, Chocolate.
Hi,
Madam.
Hi,
Happy holidays. I finally got through.
Yes. Yes. Now, you thought a question that I posed today about, you know, cheating and getting caught. What are your thoughts about that?
I've never gotten caught, but I am a serial cheater. but I've been cheated on and he's got caught. I think women, when they cheat, they're more finesseful and mindful in how they move. Men are real sloppy with it. That's why, I don't know, but I've never gotten caught. But I am a cheater. I can say that.
Okay, now, when your man got caught cheating by you, did he get mad? Did he just say it wasn't him? Or, like...
He tried to manipulate it, like, make it seem like it wasn't him. And basically, this is the situation. I am a very popular event planner and publicist. And my ex was a very popular, you know, street dude or whatever. So long story short, he would blame it on, like, just the life of being in the streets and, you know, traveling and just, you know, being, you know, extra flashy and stuff on that. But in essence, nah, he would try to manipulate it on me, like, oh, I was, like, I wasn't basically around to, like, handle home stuff. And in essence, no, I wasn't going to wear that. So it was him. He's a cheater. He's a cheater. But that's when I started cheating, and like I said, cheated and never got caught. Men are sloppy when it comes to how they move. They, I don't know if it's a maturity thing or what. I just know for a fact that when it comes to, I have like several male friends, and they stay in predicaments with, you know, girls calling their phones and their significant others catching them or dates or et cetera. But I find women, we don't usually get into those type of predicaments because, you know, I don't know. I just think it's different for us. I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying I think it's different for us.
Hello?
Yeah, like, you know, I just think that, I don't know. I don't know. People will say, you know, they just that and a third. Like I said this to one of my good guy friends, who's actually my best friend, the other day. I was like, women fall faster in a relationship, but men fall harder. So I look at it like I have my best friend. He has a wife, and he has, like, what you might say, like, two mistresses. So he goes crazy, like, if his mistresses probably go out and do what they want to do. I don't know. It's just like one of his mistresses just got caught the other day, and it's just like he had no clue, and it's been going on for like 9 months. So that's just letting you know that she was so meticulous on her movements. Men are sloppy, you know. They're just sloppy. They get drunk. They, you know, just sloppy. It's just nasty. You know, I don't know.
I completely agree, because one of the ladies on BBM was like, her husband cheated on her, and she's been cheating on him for 2 years, and she's going to keep cheating until she get caught.
But why does she want to get caught? The point is the point of cheating is to get away with something. Why would you want to get caught? That's like you being a thief and you getting caught. The point is to get away with something. That's the whole element of surprise, because you feel like you're getting over on somebody or with something. So why would you want to get caught? Obviously, let's keep it 100. If she has a husband and her husband cheated on her and she's cheating on him now, 8 times out of 10. He's probably preoccupied with another woman. That's why he's probably not even worrying about what she's doing. So, you know, let's be clear. If he really wanted to know and if they're really husband and wife, he would have found out some way, somehow, you know, something. 2 years. That's to me, that's not really cheating. That's like a relationship. Like, that's something else.
Yeah,
cheating to me is like, I would consider cheating is like, oh, you go, you know, cheating. You say you live in North Carolina where you live, and I live in New York, and I go to North Carolina and go hang out with you, and I have a significant other in New York. Cheating is when I go to North Carolina and jump off, and, you know, that's cheating. But she's talking about she's carrying another relationship 48 months with a, I mean, 24 months. That doesn't even make sense. And she's gonna, she wants to get caught. She's lying. She's lying to herself. Nobody wants to get caught cheating, lying, nothing. If she's saying that she does, she's a liar.
I know I wouldn't want to get caught. I would just go out. I just come out and tell the motherfucker, look, I cheated. This is what happened. You wasn't giving me this. I wasn't getting that. And this is what the outcome is. You did this first. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. So, look, the playing field is even. I did this. You did that. I ain't even going to get mad. So, let's try to work on trust issues and get it back right. You know what I mean? Or let's go to a swingers club and let's just get it all out of our systems in front of each other.
I feel you. I don't know. I just, me personally, like I said, when I went out of the relationship or ships, I never got caught. But the but I can't really call myself, like, say, a cheater now because, say, I say I'm dating Tom. I will tell Tom and I will tell Jerry that I'm dating Tom and Jerry, and it's up for Tom and Jerry to accept it or they keep it moving.
True.
To me, when you do that, they can't say, oh, you know, you're this, you're that. No. You knew what you signed up for, and I gave you the option to walk away. So,
yeah,
I don't know, but if that girl, whoever that person was, male or female, they're lying.
Yeah,
I firmly believe that they're lying. They're lying to themselves. They're delusional.
Yeah, because when you put everything out on the table, they have a conscious-ass decision to, like, either fuck with you or don't fuck with you.
Exactly.
And everybody wants what they can't have, so it's sort of like a taboo.
I saw the other day somebody that, for instance, I might have had a crush on for like 4 years. Super cute. You know, nice guy. Super cute and everything. And I was like, damn. And I had a chance to, like, you know, whatever. And I was like, nah, you know, whatever. I'll keep the mystique going at the end of the day. But, I mean, people need to just stop lying, tell the truth, and stop saying that they do this and they do that, and they know in reality that behind closed doors, they don't do this, they don't do that. There's a lot of women out here that say, oh, I'm doing this, my man cheats, he gotta go, I'm out of here, blah, 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 ooh, ooh, ooh. That shit, bitch be lying. Same thing with dudes. They lie. Same thing, oh, the girl cheats, she got to go, I'm not going to deal with her no more, blah, 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 they're lying. You know, people just need to stop lying to themselves or lying in general, saying that I feel like this, once a cheater, always a cheater, male or female.
I think some people can change.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you might be right, but I just, you know, from, like, my social setting and people, I've noticed that people, if they cheat once, it might not be with the same person or it might be a variety of people. They kind of always have the tendency to, and cheating doesn't necessarily mean intercourse. I'm talking about mental cheating is the worst form of cheating, period. A person, for instance, you might have a husband and you might sit on the phone with your husband for 5-10 minutes, but you have a friend and sit on the phone with him for hours in a form, in a way, that's mental cheating. If your friend's not gay, he's not your queen friend, that's mental cheating. You're cheating, like, you know, there's always all different types of forms of cheating. Flirting, you know, giving numbers, texting, sexting, whatever. All different forms of cheating. So just the girl who, or the person who hit you on BBM, they could be in a mental relationship with a person for 2 years versus, you know, physical relationship. Because there's no way you have a man, a husband, and I mean, it can happen. You never know what happens. But I don't know. I just can't really see that. I'm just saying because women are so personable, meaning if you're not like a straight up a whore, okay? Like, you're straight up not a whore. Like, you're not a, you know, a straight up whore. Women are more personable with their bodies and, you know, the way that they have people come across than a man. A man doesn't really care about, he just sticks it in and sticks it out, sticks it in and sticks it out. Women is internally, so it's like, to me, I just decided it a little different. So, you know, like I said, like, there's different forms of cheating. If you want to say cheater I am, I'm a serial cheater in all forms, including mental cheating, physical cheating, I don't know, cheater.
He said, I am a serial cheater. We have another caller, a 914-4078. I guarantee you it is a man, because I just sent out a blast, like, letting men know that what women think about them when they cheat and shit like that. And I know men do not like to be looked down on and be like, oh, y'all dumb or whatever. They always feel like they have a point to prove. That's why your ass get caught cheating and you don't be wanting to fess up. You be wanting to use that reverse psychology or make a bitch feel like it's her fault or this, that, and the third. Be like, oh, because I ain't give you no pussy for two nights in a row. You want to go out and cheat? Or men always have some bullshit excuse why they cheat. And then they tell it to the next female and her dumb ass to be buying it because it's like three sides to every story. And she just be so quick to believe what he say and want to give him sympathy. And then next thing you know, she give him some sympathy ass and then he feel like he did something. So we going to bring the guy on. I'm not even sure if it's a guy, but I hope it is, so we can hear what a man has to say. Because what I'm learning about shows like this, men will call in and listen. They won't say nothing, but as soon as you hang up the phone, I have like all kinds of messages, emails, voicemails where they feel in a certain kind of way. This is a free form platform. So by all means, if you don't like what somebody is saying or you feel like there's a point that's not being made and you can make it, that's why I put out the phone number for you to call in. Don't just listen unless you're getting some knowledge on how to be smarter on some slick shit.
Yeah, well, you know what that is. They try to manipulate you because they figure, I'm going to say it like this. Women, hands, well, I'm not going to say all women because we have some dumb broads out here. But I personally think, hands down, women are smarter than men, period. So men, they try to say this, and, you know, I don't know. They just try to say, oh, it's you, or, you know, you wasn't doing this, or you wasn't, you know, you're not sexually active, or blah, 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 or I was drunk, or, you know, you and your girls went off. You know, they try to manipulate it and try to, you know, put it on you. A real man is going to say, yeah, I did it, this is what happened, and it won't happen again. And it's up to you to own it. It's up to him to own it, you to own it, and wear it. And move on, or, you know, just let it harbor. I don't know. But my policy, I'm telling you, I let people know from the gate, like, listen, this is what it is. If you don't like it, it is what it is. You know, it's no pun intended. It is what it is. Like, to me, once you start lying, you got to keep the lying going. So, to me, it's too consuming to keep lying. So, you might as well just tell the truth.
Yeah, because you use up a lot of energy telling the lie because you got to
exactly.
Lie.
Exactly. You know what your thought process is to sit there and really concoct great lies? Think about it. You have to sit there. Then you have to remember your lies on top of lies. That's the top of lies. Then after a minute, your lies become a life of itself. Like, who wants to sit there? That occupies too much of your time. You could be doing something else. Buying shoes or something. Like, that don't even make sense. You know? Just tell the truth. Like, you know? But, like, when I got cheated on and say Max, he got caught, he never confessed. He never fessed up. Never. I don't know. I think it's just men are just weak when it comes to, they you know, they're just weak. Weak-minded.
Never fessed up at all.
What's that again?
I said he never fessed up at all.
Nope. All he tried to do was manipulate, say, oh, you were out of town, you went with your friends, and he tried to make it seem like I wasn't there, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, dude, you sound stupid. Like, no. He tried to basically have me put it like this. Whatever he was doing, he tried to, he said, oh, you were with that girl and you and her was out to 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, huh? But that wasn't me, that was you. Like, he had me second-guessing myself at first, really believing his lies. But he never confessed, never. In retrospect, never confessed. Like, yeah, I went with that girl, and I did. The only way that I really know that he got caught is when I really had to step out of the situation and see. And then I had a conversation, say, with the girl. And the girl told me, and he stood there and was like, she's lying.
Ooh, and that would be a man.
That's what I'm saying. And then a week when it comes to that. They're weak. I don't care what anybody says. You know that those BBMs they get all day with those crazy people all day. They all they do is talk about sex and da-da-da-da. I'm like, what is the problem?
Nah.
It's ridiculous. Like, why? Like, I'm saying to myself, if you're over 21 years old, grown man, and you talk about women and, you know, all misogyny and all of this all day long. I don't really understand how this, like, you must not have any type of life that you sit there all day, 27 hours a day, and dog women. Either a woman dogged you and you're a woman hater because it don't make any sense. Or they're closet gays. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm 914-4078. You're live on the air also.
Chalk, I'm not a man. It's your girl, Shaw.
Oh, girl, you know, I don't know your number enough. You terrorized me on BBM. My bad, girl.
So, all right, let me break it down for you. It's not mental cheating. It's emotional cheating, first of all. It's emotional cheating, and then there's physical cheating. There is no mental cheating.
Okay, my bad. Mental cheating, emotional cheating, same, no difference. You know what I'm,
no,
you know
there,
the gist of what I was saying.
There's a difference. There's
okay.
A difference.
Okay, but you got the gist of what I was saying, correct?
Yeah, I did get it.
Okay, so.
Cheater is a cheater. First
that's
and
what
foremost.
I said.
Women cheat mm-hmm. and men cheat. Women cheat for a totally different reason than men do.
So why do you think women cheat?
Women cheat because something's missing at home. Either they're not getting the emotional support that they used to get, or their man is working too many hours and don't have no time for them. Men just cheat because they get pussy thrown at them left and right.
And that's what I said earlier. Men just cheat. They just do what they do because women are more they're internal and men are external. They don't care. It's a different thing. That's what I said to her earlier, that she said that a BBM friend of hers said that she has a friend, you know, whatever, is in a relationship,
oh,
and then they're together for 2 years, whatever. I don't know. But that to me, that doesn't make any sense.
So, women are smarter than men. And the
I
fact
said that again.
We leave our phones open, but we delete portions of the text, so they only see what we want them to see.
True.
Because men... If you call my phone and ask me about your man, I'm not lying for him. I'm telling you the truth.
Exactly.
I've had that happen.
Yeah.
I had a girl call me talking about she knew about me, knew about his baby's moms, which I didn't even know, and I was with him 10 years. I didn't even
wow.
know about the baby. She knew about me, the baby's moms, and the other chick he was sleeping with, but he was living in her house. So she tried to break fly and ask me, when was the last time I saw him? And I kept it funky. Last
mm-hmm.
night when I was sucking his dick.
I'm not mad at you.
Last night when I was sucking his dick. Yes, I did tell her that. And she was like, oh, well, he sucks in bed. I said, you're just being spiteful because I wouldn't be fucking him for 10 years if he sucked in bed.
Hello? Night. She just said that. She just tried to throw a jab at you because you just basically gave her the TKO. You know, that's
but the thing
was.
Is, you knew about me and the baby's mom and the other chick, and you got the nigga living in your house not paying no bills. So who's the stupid one? Because he's taking your money and coming and paying my cable bill.
What? Well, then I don't know. Maybe we need to enlist her into some mental services because she definitely sounds like a weak one.
Oh, well, he lives with me. Oh, well, where does he tell you he stays when he doesn't come home? He works overnight. No, bitch, he's in my bed.
Wait, no. I'm out of town. I fell asleep on my man's couch. Whatever.
Well, out of town, no. She called my phone from a block number and left me some crazy messages. I got her number out of his phone, and I called her back, and I told her what time it was.
But you know what kills me? Why do they call from block numbers?
If you're that gully, call me from a real number, leave your name and your callback number, and I promise you, I will call you back so we can resolve it. Because all that rah-rah shit over a dude, like, no, I'm 33 years old. I'm not fighting over a man. You was a one-night stand. You're stupid enough to have him living in your fucking house when you know he's fucking all these people. Look, the dick is good and he paid my bills. I'm going to keep it real. I knew what he was doing. I didn't know he fucked around and had a baby when we were together. We were together 7 years at that point. I didn't find out until a kid was three and I ran up on the bitch at work. He was the fifth man tested and ended up being the father. Wow.
Damn.
So I ran up on her at work. She's already pregnant by the next nigga. She turns around, big ass belly. I said, do you know me? She goes, no. I said, well, you know such and such. I'm not going to say his name. And she's like, yeah. I was like, all I want to know is your son his? She said, yes. And she showed me the paternity papers. I called him at his job. I said, is there something you want to tell me? Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to see you later. Blah, blah, blah. Later on came. It's 2 a.m. I'm like, is there something you want to tell me before you get all comfortable and think you're sleeping in my bed tonight? And he says, no. I said, who's Conchita? His face dropped. I said, you had a baby with her. I said, get your shit and get the fuck out my house.
Mm-mm.
Because now, we live in a very small town. I live in a suburb of New York, like 20 minutes north of Yonkers. Everybody knows everybody unless you move from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to run into him when I was copping drugs on the 5th floor. The bitch lived on the 8th floor. So if I'm coming down
Yo,
from the 6th floor.
Yo, you are a gangster. I'm not mad at you.
If I come down from the 6th floor and I'm running into you and Jamaica live on the 4th floor, where the fuck are you going? So I went downstairs and I'm looking at all the bells. The bitch lives on the 8th floor next to my cousin. Really?
Nancy. She's a s'more.
So I'm like, all right, you didn't know about me? She's like, no, I didn't know about you. That's funny
She's a slut.
Look me dead in my face when I came in and out of the building and held the door open for you and your kids.
Really? She's a slur.
Dudes get grimy. But I let people know what it is from the jump. We ain't in no fucking relationship. I'm fucking who I please. That's what they make condoms and dental dams for.
Like, you know what I noticed? I said that to this guy the other day, for instance. And he kind of caught attitude. And I was like, I just met him probably in August of this year. And I'm like, yo, are you serious? Like, he really went on a tangent. And I was like, dude, it's not even that serious. I can count on one hand how many times I've seen you in my lifetime. How many different weaves, hair I done had since I met him, I can't even count. So at the end of the day, I'm, like, kind of confused. Like, dudes, they just be, I'm telling you, women fall faster, but I know when men fall harder.
Here's an even better one. I was seeing this Haitian dude in Queens, right?
Uh-huh.
My ex-best friend is a Bayesian chick. Her girlfriend was talking to him, too. Like, once in a while, hi, here and there, the same time I met him, right? No, peep this shit. This bitch wanted a baby so bad that she just fucked a random dude that was up here from North Carolina and got pregnant. He don't even know he has a kid.
Girl.
Mind you, my best friend is telling her all my business about me and my dude. Now the girl is hitting him up hard body wanting to get him to chill. So my friend told her my business. She was only friends with the girl 2 years. She was friends with me for 10 and is my son's godmother. Tells her all my business, but doesn't tell me about the girl. I didn't want to get in between because I wasn't sure how long she was talking to him for. But what they didn't know was the joke is on them because he was honest about her. He was honest about her, and them bitches blew him up on Twitter.
Ooh.
Talking about, oh, you fucking got caught out there. They're like, oh, I'll show you his DMs. I saw the DMs. There was nothing inappropriate in them. Oh, well, go. What they say, go worship the Haitian dick or some shit, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I deaded her, and I still speak to him. And he deaded the other chick for causing all the drama.
That sounds fair.
My nigga was like, yo, he was like, yo, that's fucked up. Now you're not friends with her. I feel bad. It was because of me. I said, no, it was because of her, because this is the second time she's opened her fucking mouth and told my business to somebody.
She was like a friend of yours then.
But she's I never met the other girl at all. For her to be knowing my business. Because he came out, he was like, oh, you and a friend of mine have a mutual friend, the Bayesian chick. He was like the chick with the weird name, and I knew who he was talking about, but I never met the girl. I was like, she came at me and told me I'd been dating you and called me by my government. So that's how I know, you know what I'm saying, that the other girl was talking about me. I'll never give out my government, ever.
She's a friend of me. She's a poser.
Yeah, it was
she
like
wants
this
to
whole
be you.
Big, they had this whole big Twitter beef, and I just deleted and blocked both of them.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Now, Shay, I apologize because I thought that you were a dude. Because I'm not. I know the numbers are familiar, but I just don't pay attention to it like that. I know it's some other callers, and I know these are probably some dudes. So, Ashton, Madam, and Shay, y'all need to get ready because I know men is about to be trying to give us the business. Because that's what they do. They, like, try to
bring it.
So, I'm going to bring in 718-4993. I'm assuming you're a guy. I don't know. My spidey senses are not that good to tell me through a switchboard. But you're live on the air.
Yo, listen, man. Shorty sound like a bird, man. Listen, man. First of all, she got like 101 drums. Like, how much doors you have on your pussy? Like, shit is just
what?
Nasty. You trifling. You know what I'm saying? That's one. And two,
how much mileage you got on your dick? That's the question.
It doesn't make a difference how much mileage, because I definitely won't be messing with no chick that's moving around like that. Like, who's cheating nowadays? We're not in junior high school. Just keep it a
I'm cheating,
I know people that get cut in the street, you know what I'm saying? Get the business put on them. Like, who got time for that shit? That shit is whack. If you're over 25 and you're still not keeping it 100, you calling.
Who's your girlfriend?
My girl in her bed right now.
So your girlfriend's on your bed or in her bed? And you're
right
on
now,
the phone with us?
Yeah, because she's sick. She's in the bed right now.
And you're on the phone with us?
I could do what I want to do because I'm not in the bed with you.
Exactly.
I'm not in the bed with you. And I don't do the cheating thing. That's just corny.
And that's a beautiful thing. And you know what?
I don't know too many people that's cheating. That shit is corny.
That's a lot of people that cheat.
How many times a day that you got time to go? You might be working. You got your own little businesses going on. How much people are you gonna be fucking a day? And if you a dude and you're lying to chicks to get other pussies.
If you listen to the conversation,
we live in New York City.
He said cheating doesn't necessarily consist of intercourse. Like she said, it could be emotional cheating. It's 24 hours in a day. You just mean
that's bullshit.
While your girlfriend's on the bed, she could be texting the next nigga. What are you talking about?
And what am I do about up there? What am I going
to
do about
you
that?
I don't know. You need to handle that.
The air going
to
step out of my lungs or something like that?
It's not supposed to.
As a matter of fact, if she's dumb enough to be doing that, I'm going to tell her, I hope she's getting money, and I hope you're doing much better than what you're doing with me. Because that don't make no sense. You laying up with a nigga, you fucking with another nigga. That shit just corny all across the board.
So you've never cheated before?
Fuck
what you're saying?
Fuck no. Every time
and
I
you've
fuck
never
with
got
chick,
cheated
I'm fucking
on.
Five chicks right now, and I'm not ready for a relationship. I would never fuck with no chick that was even a lie that
well,
kind of likes that.
I just said, I don't know. She didn't even say whether her relationship status. We just said that we are. I just said I am a cheater, and I was cheated on. At the end of the day, I didn't even tell you my relationship status. So you're just assuming, and you're coming on
who's
the phone, telling us
the girl that was on the line, or the girl that's the woman that are running this.
She didn't even
right
say
now.
Her relationship status neither.
She
nah, I didn't say
anyway,
if I was single
you know,
or in a relationship.
She sounds like a smart. And to be honest with you, that's why a lot of guys don't commit to a lot of females because they don't understand what's going on. They just want to think they can do what
and
men
can,
they think
so,
that they can do what men do and men want to respect them a certain kind of way. There's only two ways where
first
women, men
just,
look at men. First
listen.
Of all, let me tell you, there's only two ways God. Men look at women. She's either wifey material or she's just the girl I'm fucking. Some guys just decide to lie about it and say and give them what they need to give them. Oh, she requires a Celine bag. I'll give her a Celine bag. She requires a little bit of money for rent. She'll get that. Or, you know, she requires a vacation or a trip like that. They'll give her that. But they'll never commit to them because they know that they're moving just like.
Nah, I disagree with you, homeboy.
I disagree with you.
I don't know
totally.
What type of girls you've been
with. I totally disagree with you.
Women, because I'm not a girl that you've been dealing with, but I beg to differ. I don't know.
But you,
I disagree
whoever
with you, old boy.
He's talking about cable bill, like cable bill. That's
what
like bottom
right.
of the barrel.
That's right.
Cable
he gonna
bill?
Come and he gonna pay my fucking cable bill.
What's a cable
she
bill?
She might have. He's gonna pay my cable bill.
Nigga paying your cable bill. You the jump off.
Oh my
gosh.
Why would you say that?
I'm not a jump or a slide. I just accept him for how he is.
What the fuck is a cable bill? Most grown women would laugh at a cable bill.
That was a gift.
Cable bill.
I don't pay the fucking cable bill. He wanted to pay the rent, but I pay my own motherfucking bills. But if he want to watch TV up in here, he gonna pay the cable bill.
I'm not even gonna argue. You finished?
We're listening.
Nigga paying your cable bill. You a pop. He's not making
no
commitment. That's probably not. That's not even money out of his pocket. He's paying your cable bill.
No, it's money from the next bitch. I'm well aware of that. This is
oh,
what
so
you're
you
not understanding.
So
I'm well aware of
that.
He's
taking money out of his household to pay your cable bill.
And his
you
household.
You attached that to pride. You pop.
It was some bitch that he was living with and knew about everybody else he was fucking.
But you took pride in a nigga paying your cable bill.
Nobody took pride. If he want to watch ESPN and NFL and all that extracurricular shit that I don't watch, he's going to fucking pay for that shit.
Okay. So that means one of the two things was going on. He don't control what's going on at his house or... You just that easy because cable bill.
I'm
like,
not
who,
that
what
easy.
Kind of
he was
going to
walk
in a
girlfriend
years. Girl and be like, yo, let me get the cable bill. That's nothing. Most people cable bill, if you got internet attached to it or phone, that's a buck. That's nothing. Any working person could pay $100.
I don't have cable. I have
and
direct
I, and to be honest
here.
With you, ain't no
it's
girl I fucking will ever come
month.
At you with no dumb shit like that about cable bill. That's Bemmy. That's Premi. That's a little girl.
I look at it like
college.
This. In her defense,
23, 24. Unless
a
you're
cable
old,
bill.
Unless you're old, I would probably say to myself, you got to be under 25 if you're talking about cable bill. That's for little girls. When's the last
oh
time you
God.
Went on a trip?
How old
When's
are
the
you?
Last time a nigga took you on a trip? I'm 30 years old. When's the last time a man took you on a trip?
Last
summer.
You talking
When's to her? Or you talking to me?
Took you on a trip? When's the last time a man stacked up your passport? If you haven't been to college, when's the last time a man paid your tuition or part of your tuition? That's what you're talking
I actually
about.
Paid my own tuition and worked my way through school,
but,
baby. I'm working on my CPA license
now. If you
paid
your own tuition, why is $100 worth something to you? That's nothing.
It ain't $100. The point is, I don't watch premium channels. I'm not paying for them. If you want to watch them, you're going to pay for them.
Premium channel. Give me a break.
The NFL Red Zone is not a premium
well,
channel.
Why
that's why I'm cheating, not
cable. Because she said that the guy paid her cable bill.
I don't care. I really don't care, but she just sounds like a smart. If I was messing with a girl like that, I already know don't give her no commitment. Give her a day, a little bit of conversation, and keep it pushing. She wouldn't even have time to be giving me conversation like that because I would have smothered her out already. Passed it off to one of my niggas and one of my bitches.
Oh, you a cocky nigga, huh?
I'm just telling you what it is.
You a cocky nigga. That's what it is. You a cocky nigga. You ain't never had a bitch tell you no.
I probably done put dick in your mouth. If you probably nailed Yonkers or Bronx.
You probably put dick in my mouth. I probably swallow that bitch like a 22. I probably swallow that bitch like a 22.
I probably
never
put dick in your mouth and kept it moving. Probably
fuck
three
your
friends. You told your body
like
in,
and
you probably
called
me and told me, I'm curious.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious.
Yeah, right.
Please.
Where are you from?
You
talk good.
Be for real, man. You sound like a bird. I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay. And you sound like a hateful-ass man.
No, I sound
men
like a bird.
Men do it all
man
the time, sweetheart.
Real.
Don't get mad. Men be taking their bitches' lips to go see the next bitch. So don't even get mad because a bitch.
Like, who
cares? No. Hold up. This is the new thing.
This
is the new thing. Men need women to take care of them now. Yes.
What man has women taking care of them?
There's a lot of men these days. There's a lot of men these days, sir. I'm 36 years old. There's a lot of men these days that ask women for money. Straight up. Gigolo.
More than cable bill.
We're past that
because you was popping off like it was something and you was stepping bitches in the street. You Benny, you a little kid.
Anyway, I'm older than you.
Your show sound like it's really good and stuff like that, but your homegirl, she's a bird. She's a pop.
Mr. 4-3, what part
of Brooklyn are you from? Because your lingo is super different.
Word.
I've never heard this. People from Brooklyn
Word.
Talk like that in my life.
Nah, they say pop all the time, but whatever.
They say what?
They say pop all the time. Pop is like a jump off, like a side bitch.
Wait, spell the word P-O-P or P-O-C-K?
P-O-P, yeah, P-O-P.
Oh, he's saying that you're pop.
Oh,
I thought he kept saying pock. I'm like, what's that?
No, pop.
So she sounds pop. She's pop because a guy paid her cable bill. Like, because
he wants to watch premium channels. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. He's gone. So we're gonna go to the next one. Like, whenever he wins, can you please say your name?
This is
so
too funny.
Address you. Like, wow.
I'm a bigger pop dad, but my shit gets paid and my own money stays in my pocket.
I'm not mad at you. He was shit.
Damn. Yeah. He's hating because niggas do the same shit, yo. They be taking their bitches' car.
Yo,
and we'll pick
all
up
jokes aside, dudes are groupies. Dudes are fucking these days, swear to God. Dudes that are, like I just told you, I'm 36. Dudes
they
be coming up to me in their 40s asking me for money. I'm like, they like, Miska, could you give me a cocktail? I'm like, what the fuck? Out of here.
Yo, can
straight
you give me a pack of cigarettes?
Like,
can you pick up a Dutch?
Like, nah.
They do that. I'm telling you, it's like men. Because women are, like, independent. They're making more money than men, you know, these days. You know, men are all kind of, like, dwindling right now. And it's like, yo, men, baby, I don't know.
I was making decent money. I was just keeping my own shit. You want to pay the cable bill? I'm going to tell you no. That would have been stupid.
Listen.
Yes, you offer. I'm not asking. You want NFL Red Zone, then pay for it.
Exactly.
What I think Homeboy was trying to say was that, you know, if you're going to go ahead and get a cable bill done, you might as well get your rent done. And if you're going to get your rent done, you might as well get your tuition done. If you're going to get your tuition done, you might as well take a trip somewhere out of state, out of town.
I don't need all that, though. I get my own money.
He said passport. He said, when was the last time
your
passport was there?
Yes, we all get our own money. I'm quite sure of that. But what he's trying to say is if you're going to go hard.
I'm not mad at what he said. But I'm not mad at what she said.
He didn't tell you you'd be the type of chick he'd just stick his dick in your mouth and keep it moving. I'd have probably bit his shit off and swallowed it like a fucking surprise.
I don't know. I'm not mad at what he said, but I'm not mad at what she said either. At the end of the day, if she's basically, he's coming and utilizing her, you know, services, why should she be penalized and have to pay for it? I'm not mad at it. They both have valid points. I understand what he's saying. He's saying to you, why get your cable bill done when you could just go for the gusto? And she's saying, well, the coins that she has, she's holding on to them, so she's happy or content with the cable money. It is what it is.
Her cable bill might be $300
a month.
Time frame or how long ago it was.
This was years ago. This wasn't nothing recent, so I feel like he's assuming.
He sounds kind of mean and mad. Like, he didn't, like I said, his girlfriend's in the bed. Why are you on the phone with us?
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of cackling women.
And he
said, because
I do what the fuck I want.
Well, you know, he was trying to give it the male bashing, basically. And he's from Brooklyn. Really?
Brooklyn be off the chain. I have some more fans that want to get their point across. So I'm going to bring them in. This is going to be quite interesting. So one moment. Next in line is 347, and your last number in the 9176. When I bring you in, please state your name so I'll know how to address you. And so far, when you're talking, you have Chop that's on the line, which is me. You have Sha, and you have Madam, and you also have Aspen on the line as well. So that way you have names. So if you've been listening and you have someone you want to make a point to, address them by name so they'll know who you're talking to, so they'll know who they're talking back to. So,
right.
347-9176, you're live on the air.
What's up, y'all? It's Ann from Notavucker. Family event.
Oh, hey, Ann. How are you?
That's good. How are you? Yeah, but you know, we talked about this earlier. I'm going to set this record straight. All right, cheating, right? Basically, it's this. I cheated. Don't get me wrong. I cheated. I did my thing. I mean, like, for example, like, I had wifey there. But she also said, oh, well, that's how you do me. I hope she's better than me, because if you're gonna cheat on somebody that's less fortunate than me, then we don't need to be together. I'm basically saying that on the 360, saying that, like, I can't imagine her cheating on me.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, how can I say, like, she cheated on me, and I'm like, oh, that's messed up. But she can't beat me. She's not supposed to be me. It don't work that way, because a man could cheat all day, go in the house, take a shower, come back being a man. A girl do the same thing. She comes out, you know.
It's a stigma from society, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's like a double-edged sword.
Exactly. So you can't be me. You can't. So when y'all say that, like, my homeboy's from Brooklyn. I know homeboy. He lives like 4 blocks down, but he's ignorant, so don't pay him no mind. I'm gonna be real.
I
know homeboy. He talked about he got the perfect driver and all that. His girl on the next block is doing another dude. Maybe that's why she's sick.
Damn.
I'm being real. I know who he is, but I ain't getting into that. But
he found that your youth friend.
He
from Brooklyn, from down the block. He sounds
but
like he
cool,
needs a hug.
He's cool, but. He acts like he got a perfect life.
He need a hug. He need a hug.
He don't got a perfect life. We on the block know what it is.
He needs Jesus. Damn.
Exactly. We laugh at him because we know what his girl was doing the hour before he got in the house.
Wow. Okay,
so.
See, I told you he was bitter.
He's mad because he found out what's going on. Maybe that's why she's sick.
Not to interrupt you, this is Boy in BPM. I don't know his real name, but he be hitting me up all the time. And I'm like, yo, you seem like a cool guy, but he's like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. We have, like, real friends, not, like, BPM friends. Like, I have BBM friends, like, in common. And I basically asked, I'm like, yo, what's up with that person? And they were like, yo, he's a nice guy. And then one day I spoke to him via BBM, and he was like, that the reason he clicked all those jokes and the innuendos and this, that, and the third is because his girlfriend cheated on him, got pregnant, came by now, he thought he was having a baby, and then turned around, she found out the baby wasn't his, and then she had an abortion and then didn't tell him, and he thought she was still pregnant. Like, the boy has had, like, a traumatic 8 months.
That's fucked up.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, now I can see why he's a woman hater.
Damn.
A womanizer. Womanizer.
No, he's a woman hater.
A woman hater.
Everything that comes out the boy's mouth, swear, is, oh, that bitch is fucked. fuck her, da-da-da. You know, I can't even elaborate because this shit is just totally, total ignorance. He's like a straight nigger. Like, a nigger is an ignorant person. Black, white, green, doesn't matter. He's a total nigger. Everything that comes out of his mouth is like, that bitch better go do this. Yeah, where that bitch at? She, like, it's just everything is bitch. Everything, when it comes to a woman, everything is derogatory. And I swear to God, like, maybe 16, 17 hours of the day, is nothing but derogatory comments about
morning.
Women.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, me getting caught, like, putting out there, like, I'm like, it taught me a lesson, like, you know, like, I gotta say, like, why cheat on this girl that hold you down, and then when you get caught and she not there no more, you see the big value.
That's always the way it is, though. The good bitches is the ones that they cheated on.
Exactly. So, you know, so, I mean, maybe me cheating and getting caught, maybe that was like, you know how you go, you know, a drug, a crackhead when they go to rehab? I'll say, like, I got caught. It's like my rehab, like, you know. Do you want that feeling again?
How did you get caught?
You know, I don't know. Like, let me give you a good example. Like, a girl could get caught, and a guy, her boyfriend would never know. But guys just get caught so easy, so stupidly.
How did you get caught? Was you dumb about it?
Nah, well,
yeah,
I got
we
want to
know how you get caught.
Oh, I got caught by, of course, BBM.
Yeah, see
what
now?
I'm
what
not
are you saying
drunk.
On there?
Close
out
I'm
of those,
out,
baby boy.
I'm knocked out drunk. I'm pissy drunk. I got all the security on my phone. It's like, I got fingerprint, password,
fingerprint.
You know, all that.
You gotta have all that on your phone, then you don't need to be in a relationship.
Nah, I'm saying that this is the time when I was cheating, so I had all that on my phone. I'm pissy drunk. She know my password for months now. But I didn't know she knew my password, so I'm drunk.
Don't you know women are the greatest detectives? When we think
exactly.
You're cheating,
hello?
We're going to investigate.
She looked over my shoulder and saw my password months ago, but, you know, she caught me at the right time. I'm drunk, because she drunk on a New Year, after, like, New Year's Day. So I woke up, like, yo, happy, yo, it was good. Then I'm out, fuck out of here. I was like, what's wrong with you? Trying to find out, yo, who the fuck is Sheila?
Ooh,
I was like, oh, shit. Like,
ooh, damn.
So I'm looking at my phone like, damn, she was all that. And she having a conversation with the girl. On my
I hate when people do that, when they pretend they're the person so they can get the information they're seeking. See, there's a way around that, but I'm not going to be dumb enough to share it with you.
Nah, I'm going to say, she caught me. I was like, oh, damn. Like, so who the fuck did it? Because I already know what it is. She already had a good talk. I was like, damn, like. So I imagine how I look in her eye, like, the stupid face, like, like, damn, like, she got me in the corner, I can't move, like, I'm mad, like, fuck out of here, I ain't do that, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, she caught me, like, she know everything, like, damn. So she said, well, I'm out. I said, I hope it's worth it, and technically, it wasn't worth it, because this shit can't have shit.
And never leave somebody you love for somebody you like.
Yeah, it was a zip off. Like what homeboy said was a pop.
Yeah, a pop, a jump,
I'm
whatever
like, honestly,
he wants to call it.
We don't use pop no more. We stopped using pop for the past 3 years. So I don't know
that's a BK thing. Upstate,
saying,
we don't know nothing about that.
Not even a BK thing. That's a Brownsville thing because he moved from Brownsville to where we live at now. It's Flatbush.
Because my homeboy from Brooklyn had to explain that to me. I said, what the fuck is a pop? And he was like a jump off, a side
piece.
I thought that was called a bottom bitch.
Well,
nah,
yeah,
the bottom bitch is the main bitch, but she's still
that's
a side bitch.
Yeah, yeah. That's the main bitch.
How
is
that
the
bottom?
Like,
I don't get it.
There.
Because you're on the bottom watching the bitches on the top for him. It stems from pimps and hoes, like the hierarchy. The bottom bitch is the top pimp's bitch.
Yeah, the bottom down that bitch.
Okay, she holds her man down. That's her pimp, but that's her man. And she looks out for him as far as, like, the other new hoes go and all that. So that's where the term came from.
Yeah.
Bottom bitch.
I'm saying, but, you know, so basically.
And I ain't never been nobody's fucking pop.
But at the same time, women can't be what guys do. That's
yeah, no, we just do it better. We have more finesse and don't get caught out there stupidly.
Okay, right. I'll say, y'all can't do what we do. We do it.
Because I tell you what.
It's been like that, man, before.
I've cheated,
like,
and I've been cheated on, but I've never gotten caught at cheating. Never.
Women can't get caught. That's my thing. Women can't get caught unless you know,
women
like,
can
don't
get caught. My best friend just got caught out there.
Nah,
her man went through her phone when she was sleeping and got my
no
friend's
phone.
Number.
See, let me say that. Woman
she
can't
forgot
get
to delete
let
the
number. Let me tell you why a woman can't get caught.
I'm coming.
a woman can't get caught.
What the fuck did
if she want? If she want to keep this relationship going, she can't get caught. Like she don't care no more. Like she don't want to let the guy. She want to like hurt the guy's feelings. Basically, like I don't want to end it.
And a woman will get caught on purpose if she want to hurt a man's feelings.
Exactly. So she can't get caught. If it's over and done with, then she's gonna say, I don't care. If you catch me, catch me. Oh well. But she don't want to get caught. She's not gonna get caught. I love
get
that. So I'll give y'all women props. I can't get caught where y'all do. That would take it to y'all grave.
Cheating takes too much time and effort, though. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
You got to worry about who's going in your phone. Is there anything in there that can incriminate you? Is there any voicemails? Is there any text? It just takes too much effort. That's why I stay single, because I don't have the patience anymore.
Oh, yeah,
don't say single, just say actively dating. I wouldn't say actively dating at this point because I'm focused more on finishing up my master's degree and raising my 13-year-old son. So
those are your priorities. Instead of me saying I'm single, I would just say I'm actively dating.
Okay.
Say dating.
No, your priorities right now are set on family and education, which is a dope thing.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Not at all.
But I still get my needs met. I just don't bring home the dirty laundry with me.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you.
Because I go out all the time by myself, and I come home by myself.
I was young anyway, so I'm 31 years old now. So, like, I gave my priorities in order.
So did you learn from the experience?
Of course.
Now, did you learn not to cheat on somebody that holds you down, or did you learn just to be smarter about cheating, though? That's what I want
to
know. We are not playing right now.
You got to feel like that?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Did you learn from the experience that, like, you had a good girl and, damn, man, you really fucked it up? Or did you learn, like, damn, next time I cheat, I got to be more discreet so she doesn't find out? Because I'm going to keep it real with you.
I'm going to say both.
What pisses females off is when we're the last ones to know and everybody and their mama knows that you've been cheating.
That's like homeboy.
See, so if you're gonna, I'm realistic. If you're going to cheat, you better be discreet, and it better not get back to me.
Well,
I'd rather hear it out of your own mouth or hear it from the girl directly than to hear it from a mutual friend or mutual friends that saw y'all together.
Again, that's like homeboy that just called.
He's a donkey. How you found out?
I mean, because certain people don't see certain things as cheating. My ex used to cyber sex on fucking Tiny Chat all day when I was at work because he worked nights and I worked days. I had a problem with it because it wasn't like he was watching porn or live cams. It was an interactive shit where you're telling the bitch what to do and it's the same bitch. So now, like, she knows personal information about you. That was the problem I had. Oh, well, it was never nothing physical, but it was emotional because you guys were on cam together.
But I got a question.
Wow.
So that's still cheating to me.
But
you found text messages in my phone, but I never even met the dude, but you found text messages, so now I'm cheating. Yeah, no, whatever. It works for me.
I got a question. Can it be both sides?
It could be both. It could be that you learned your lesson to be more discreet so you don't hurt a good bitch that holds you down.
I'm saying, but what about the female part? Why do your guys cheat?
Why do women cheat?
No, why do your men cheat?
Why do men cheat?
No, you men cheat.
They cheat because they can. Did you cause them to cheat? Can a woman cheat?
Nobody can make somebody do anything that they don't want to do.
Because let me tell you a thing. Like a woman not doing something, but what the other chick is doing in the bedroom.
No.
My mother always taught me what you won't do, the next bitch will.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You
That's
do whatever
saying.
Makes
so,
you feel comfortable.
But it goes the same way. Whatever a dude won't do, the next nigga will.
Exactly.
Ain't no pussy, ain't no dick or pussy like new dick or pussy.
Woo. True.
It's exciting,
right.
And it's
is,
new.
All right.
You get a rush?
Nah, but I'm saying, like, all right,
rush.
A woman ain't doing something in the bedroom. The man is begging for it, but she's not with it. And I'm like, so.
And then especially if you know what? You gotta make compromises.
Like, there was a lady,
to your partner.
There was a girl like years ago before, like my early 20s.
You sound
girl,
like you're
my,
only
my girl
early
at the time
20s
didn't
want to
get head. I'm
How
like,
you?
Uh-huh, Robin.
You said she didn't like to give head.
She didn't want to get head. And I'm
it
like,
get
like
head or give
head.
You're only 20s now.
Huh?
Are you in your early 20s now?
I'm in my early 30s.
How old are you?
I'm talking about my early 20s. The girl I was dealing with.
I said, how old are you? How old are you now?
I'm 31 years old.
Okay. You sound like you're like 25 years old.
She didn't want to suck your dick, or she didn't want you eating her pussy? I'm confused.
Nah, she didn't want to give me. She didn't want to suck my dick. So I'm like,
she didn't
want to
pull
what?
Off for porn fellatio.
Oh, well, I don't know. Say,
no, I'm
well,
sorry.
I don't
I'm
have that
myself,
problem.
All right. Won't that cause a man to cheat?
Yeah,
no.
Because he'll want to get his dick sucked someplace else.
Exactly. So
but if
you
sat her down and told her how important it was to you and that she should compromise and at least try, maybe it would have went differently.
But what I'm trying to say is, you said men cheat. All right, men cheat, but there's reasons why men cheat on certain things like that.
Well, I don't know.
That's a good example. But then if the guy do it, let the girl do it. Oh, he's wrong. He's going to cheat on her. She's a good girl.
Oh, no.
I'd rather
man let a bitch suck his dick than him stick his dick in her nasty-ass pussy or eat her pussy. So, yeah, maybe
I'm
funny like that.
Is,
go
I'm
ahead. She can swallow your babies all day, boo-boo.
But what I'm saying, though, is how would the man look bad because he cheated on this girl. But the people that's looking in don't know what's really going on.
Which
so,
is why the less people in your personal business, the better.
But that caused a lot of relationships to break up too. Because
yeah,
other people
right.
in your business.
Other people in your business. That's why you don't put nobody in your business. I don't put none of my relationship statuses on any social media websites. I don't put it in my BBM. I don't put it nowhere.
Well, people do it. And
because that's my business. So if you're getting something good and you start talking about how good you're getting it, somebody else is going to want to try to get it too.
Hello.
That's true.
Hello.
I agree.
So if you were in there talking to your dudes about how shorty be sucking your dick, how shorty be letting you bend her over, one of these days your man is going to catch shorty by herself and try to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll be honest with you.
I said that to this dude the other day. Like, thank you. Just keep making me more famous. Damn. It goes
like
both ways, but she's right. She's 100 million percent right.
Nah, once
I
hear
lie.
You
I
told
lie.
My business,
things?
It's over.
Mm-mm.
But dudes come
deal?
Up to me like, oh, I heard about you. What that mouth do, though? I'm like, who you heard it from? And then when they tell me where they heard it from, I dead that person, too.
Wow.
Loose lips
yeah.
and ships. What happens between two people, three people, however many people you have in the bedroom,
how would they,
behind
the next
closed
person,
doors, unless you're a porn star,
for that person.
Should remain there.
Mm.
Exactly.
Like I said, do I
only little
still?
Boys and girls talk about what they do. Grown folks don't. Unless
I'm
trying to talk
about
with a boy versus a man.
That's another subject.
Yes, it is. Now, what I'm going to do is put some of y'all on hold because the Switch Boys is lighting the fuck up. Like, everybody want to get in on this. So, I'm Madam Shay. I'm going to put y'all on hold, and I'll bring y'all right back in. And then I want to say this is Hurt. I'm not sure because he said his number is blocked, but I don't think it is. So, let me see. 347, last four is 8244.
Hello?
Hello?
What up, Chalk?
Hey, honey. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, you've been listening to this from out the gate. Now, what the hell you got to say?
I think it sounds like a bunch of kids, grown men, grown women. If you're going to be with somebody, be with somebody. If you're going to cheat, there's no grown man, grown woman shit in cheating. Keep it real from the gate. Let that person choose if they want to stay or not.
True.
You know what I mean?
So you never cheated? Well,
nah, yeah, I did.
Why?
I did, nah. Just because.
Just because what?
Just because.
Just because you wanted some new pussy or because you could?
Not because, I'm not going to sit here and say that the women wasn't good. The sex wasn't good. It was just the animal instinct to conquer. You know what I mean? Let me see if I could get that. As you get older, you get smarter, you get wiser. You know what I'm saying? Chicks are giving away the pussy for sneakers, for cable bills, for whatever it is. And I'm not taking no shots at you, Ma. I don't know the situation. I'm just saying. As a woman, as a young lady, cherish yourself. Stop giving yourself away to niggas that ain't worth shit. Save yourself for the right nigga. Men do the same thing. Why get a bum bitch? Why get a pop? Why get a jump? You know what I mean?
So,
yeah.
Are you currently in a relationship or are you single?
Chuck, you already know my status. I keep it 100 from the gate. I'm single. I'm happy being single. And I'm living my life. I gave everybody the option, man. This is it. I'm single. I ain't looking for no kids. I'm not really looking to settle down. I practice safe sex. And I'm a nasty motherfucker. So if that, you cool with that, then we can rock out. But don't put me in those situations where I'm in the house and a nigga come home, because I'm going to tell him, dog, I ain't even know. You know what I mean? I'm out. And just like the young lady said, a nigga call my phone, I'm going to tell him everything. If your shit is dirty, clean that shit up. Don't put me in. I'm 43 years old. Leave my ass out the fucking drama.
Word. I agree with you on that, man.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, everybody has to be responsible for themselves. The sad part and the really, really, really sad part about this whole shit is the disrespect of each other, men and women, and the devaluation of self-preservation, meaning a lot of us are just out there sleeping with whoever. Remember, you don't know who they've been with. So, in essence, you're also cheating with the people that they've been with. And the fact that we don't take that into consideration until it's too late, when that test comes back positive, it's too late. You know, it's, as you grow up, you're supposed to mature. If you're still doing the same shit, you know, it's time for you to either get yourself checked out mentally or get with somebody that can mentally take you to the next level. If you're over 27 and you're waiting online for the new Jordans, something's wrong.
Word. Word on that. You see it happen, you see it today in Brooklyn.
Just time to grow up. Women, I don't know who said it, but they were right. As far as like women being more emotional, but when guys get into it, they go hard. Know who you picking. Know why you picking them. Know who you giving your stuff away to. And at the end of the day, if that person wants to be with you and you give them the option to choose, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be with you anyway. That's why I stopped lying about the pussy.
Exactly.
Because the minute a young lady told me, yo, if you just be honest, you'd be surprised how much fun, yo. And it takes everything off the table. I don't have to lie about shit. I don't have to, yo, listen, I'm busy. I'll call you back. They know what it is. And it makes life so much more easier.
Damn, that's deep. Actually, I think this is another gentleman caller. Area code is 253. The last four is 6072. You're live on the air.
Yo, what's going down? I completely agree with the last gentleman on the line. I'm 40 years old. You know, I did my dirt in my 20s. I learned hard lessons, and that's what they are, hard lessons. People tell you all the time, you know what I'm saying, stop doing that. I realized that women are precious. Women keep this earth in balance. Without you, there's no future for this world. There's two dudes, you just ain't doing it. I don't give a fuck how many kids you adopt. Y'all not gonna keep us prosperous. But you just let the ladies know, look, this is me. I'm single. I'm out here. I'm dating. I don't really want nothing serious. If you want to play, we can play. But this is what it is. You can't, because women are so emotional, and that's the thing. Dudes cheat because it's new. No other reason. Ain't no dude cheating on a woman he's been with 7 years, gave him three beautiful kids, taking care of house at home, got a prosperous career. The kids are all educated. Ain't nobody trying to mess that up. But there's dumb dudes out there that do it on accident because it was at the club and they decided to make it rain that night and they grabbed them two little ratchet bras who was, by the way, real cute, real banging. Next thing you know, you at the hospital on some, yo, you got chlamydia. Mind you, you ain't tell your girl. The condom broke. Now you got to explain to your wife of 7 years on some, yeah, I had a mental relapse. I'm sorry. I said, but sorry ain't going to cut it when you got to take them pills. Ain't no woman trying to hear that. You got to be true to yourself and true to your woman. You got to be true to your life, pretty much, because your life is over once you got to tell her that shit. I mean, I know some women that I put through a lot of shit, and I apologize and I respect them, and to this day we're still friends because I changed my ways. I mean, as a kid, you grow, then you learn to become a man. And unfortunately, I throw it out there, it's a lot of dudes that don't have that positive role male model to let them know what it is. I was raised by my mom, so I saw all the dumb shit she went through, and I mimicked the dumb shit like a dumbass. And then I realized, yo, this is what mommy was going, I can't be doing this shit. This could be somebody's mom, somebody's sister, somebody's daughter. I just couldn't do it no more. Like, right now, I'm in a committed, monogamous relationship. I love my girl to death. If shit goes south, it goes south, and we split ways. I'm in a relationship where argument is not even a part of the question. It's a discussion. There's no fuck you. There's no yelling. There's no screaming. We talk shit out. If it ain't going to work, it ain't going to work. And as grown adults, we make sure we express ourselves. We'll get our point across. If it ain't going to work, we just part ways. And that's how I've been for about the past 10 years. Once I turned 30, my whole world changed. I just looked at things differently. I mean, given current events and the state of the economy, raggedy motherfuckers thinking the world going in and all this dumb shit, you just gotta, you know, be right with God and be right with your family. And the only way to be right with your family is to be real. No lies, no games. You're too old for that shit. Keep that shit in high school.
That is some real shit. I'm going to bring Shay back in, and I have Siobhan on the line, my beautiful co-host, and we still have Hertz on the line. And 6072, what's your name, sweetheart?
Oh, my name?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my name's Barry. That's my government, Barry. Yeah, that's my government.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. I'm going to bring another female in, and we're going to have some more balanced conversations. But the points that you and Hertz brought up are really good because we have females bringing in their point from being cheaters, a serial cheater, to accepting the fact that a dude was cheating, but this is what he was doing. And then, you know, we had the angry BK caller, and then we had Ant, and, you know, those two, they had to go. So, like I said, we have Siobhan, we have Shay, we have Chop, we have Herc, and then we have Barry live on the air.
Yeah, that stuff earlier was just ignorant. I wanted to vomit. There's no need to be out of pocket like that. If you feel a certain way, you know, some things are better left unsaid. My mom always told me, you can't say that nice, shut up.
He was just angry as fuck. I mean, he was a bitter dick, as I call it.
That's cool. Maybe he got his heart broke. Maybe she cheated on him and broke his heart, which happens to all of us. It happens. That's part of taking the leap. Once you tell a female you love her, you open. especially for a dude. That's one thing I heard earlier that I completely admit to is, yes, women fall fast, but men definitely fall harder. Because once you fall, it's over. You the protector. You know, you're the alpha dog. You're going to do everything, make sure everything's right in the world for your lady. And once she betrays you, you so hurt, you lash out at other women just because your woman broke your heart.
Dudes break hearts too, though.
No, no, no. I'm not saying that we don't. I mean, we the main perpetrators of heartbreaking on that, that conqueror. That conqueror shit, like your man said earlier, and niggas say, well, I gotta play this, I gotta play that, get my numbers up. Fucking numbers, dude. Your numbers don't matter in the greater scheme of things. You think when you at the pearly gates and you tell God all your good deeds, he gonna give a fuck how many women you slept with?
I think morals have changed in the new millennium because more people used to be moral fashion. We're like, in my grandparents' day, if a man cheated and a woman knew, she looked the other way if they were married. It was easier to make it work than it was to cause a messy divorce and there's kids involved and everything. I think my biggest thing is with dudes cheating, y'all are not discreet enough. Y'all flaunt it in your girl's face, and that's disrespectful.
You know what? Some dudes don't care because their relationship is what it is. I don't know everybody's situation. But some dudes honestly get caught by the hater chick that wants you, and you be like, nah, I'm not feeling you, Ma. And she blabbing them out to your wife's homegirl on some, yo, this dude over here, and putting your business out. It happens. Like for instance, I'm going to give y'all one of my cheating stories. I apologize. I got too many, and that's a damn shame. But I used to live in Alabama. I had a personalized license plate, and everybody knew that was my car. I had a shorty wanted to get with me, and I wasn't feeling her. And every time my car was anywhere but my house, she was yelling at my wife's homegirl on some, yo, what your car doing over here? And that's how I got caught up, because I'm parked in spots that I thought you were going to the gym. You said you were going to be at Chris' house.
Two blocks away.
Nah, I ain't never done that dumb shit. You don't.
Don't park in front of the crib.
Nah, you don't do that shit close to home. Nah, I did some. When I cheated, I was 20, 30, 40 miles away, baby girl. I never cheated in the same town or city I was living in. That's just too close. I don't care if it's New York or Fargo, North Dakota. You don't do that shit in the town you're in because
right,
6 degrees of separation is a motherfucker.
Ain't supposed to shit where you eat.
Exactly. That's just bad business. It's bad karma. You guaranteed to get caught. Fuck all that.
But
like my woman now.
You have to worry about getting caught.
It's always you worried about getting caught. You know how many times.
What is it about stinker men? The thrill of getting caught? Like, I never quite understood that.
No, why? What?
I said, so what is it for men? The thrill of getting caught?
Well, I'm an exhibitionist. I'm voyeuristic. It's just the thrill of people knowing that, yeah, I got this fine shorty on the side. But 9 times out of 10, they just thought that was my girl. It wasn't on. Like whoever I was stepping out with never knew nothing about my wife. They never knew, oh, you and I happy? Oh, hell no. My home is very fucking happy. I'm doing this because you knew. Bottom line. It's a harsh reality, but I tell a chick in a minute, yo, you get some new ass. It is what it is. I ain't never had your race before. Or I never slept with a woman from Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did it for dumb ass reasons, and it cost me a lot. That's why I had to stop. Like, I lost my family because I could not keep my cock in my door. And I refused to ever let that dumb shit happen again. Ever. Fuck that. They got way too many free porn sites and, you know what I'm saying, you want to change up, go watch the girl-on-girl action on this website. Fuck all that fucking up a happy home. My home is very happy, and I plan on keeping it that way.
Now, Ashton, you had a particular situation that was crazy.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. Actually, it was another BBM situation. I met a man
quite early in the year that it happened, and he met another woman within the middle of that year. I met him in about February. We were kicking it, taking it slow. He talked about he was falling in love with the mind and all that other wild shit niggas talk. And then he met another woman all the way down south. I'm in Brooklyn. The woman's all the way, like, in Florida. Met a woman down south. Kicked the same game. Kicked it a little harder, talking about he was trying to, you know, marry the chick, want to propose and everything. And a mutual friend that we both had, because we're on BBM, you know, found out because he blew his own spot. He asked questions to both of us about each other, and we put two and two together, and come to find out, you know, he was seeing the both of us, slept with us both around the same month. yeah, and when we, you know, caught wind of it, he gets mad with us. He gets mad with us. Oh, if I was trying to be sneaky or if I was trying to, you know, do this and that, I wouldn't ask nothing. And, oh, come on, we mean more to each other than that. But being that I don't play those games, it's like one strike you out with me, because I'm the straight-up chick, like, okay, you could be honest about your shit. You could let me know what's going down and allow me to say, okay, I want to deal with it or I don't. I just deleted him, deleted his number, didn't want no association with him. So being that I just, you know, cut losses with him, it's now eat shit, die slow, bitch. But the other girl is on some, he's not perfect, but he's perfect for me, so he's riding with that. He's riding with the fact that he could continuously do what he does, and he can't pull that shit over here. So when we asked that question to everybody earlier today, we asked, you know, why is it that men get upset? Why is it that you get upset, and you get upset with everyone else except for blaming yourself? You put yourself out there. You wasn't honest with yourself. If you catch a disease, you mad with the chick. You're not mad with yourself because you over here doing trifling shit and not taking responsibility for what you're doing. You know. So.
That's just a weak-minded individual.
Yeah, of course he's a weak-minded individual, and he's especially weak-minded, and you would know this because of the fact that he wants to use big words, that he wants to dance around the excuse. Like, what was the excuse he gave? Oh, well, you know, your friend, she introduced me to her bestie, and you know how the cliche goes. No, bitch, I don't know how the cliche goes. I don't know what cliche you're talking about. I don't know what this has to do with me. I need you to spit the realness to me because I don't understand anything else. But being that he, you know, went through all of that, he got what he wanted, he got what he deserved, and he should be happy. I can't deal with that fake shit. I can only deal with somebody giving it to me the way they really want to give it to me and allow me to say, okay, I want to deal with that or I don't want to deal with that. I've also had a dude that was married. You understand what I'm saying? And he came at me like, listen, I'm married. You know, we fuck on the anniversaries, Christmas, New Year, shit like that, but I need something on a regular basis. What say you? So I was like, fuck it. What save me? And, yeah, I do want my bills paid, and, yeah, I do want compensation for my time because you asked me to take time away of delving into a serious relationship or, you know, taking time away from somebody who's worth something. Yeah, I do need to be compensated, and that's just the way it is. And it went on for a couple of years until I turned, what, 20, 21? And he pulled some kind of shit, killed somebody, and went off to jail. I mean, that's life. Like, it's going to happen. Everybody lives their life at a certain age. They do certain shit until they get old enough to realize that that's not the way they want to live anymore. That's not the life they want to live. And they just, you know, grow up and move on from that. But it's a life experience. And as far as, like, the married woman cheating back, every year that the daughter is, you know, living, she's doing that straight off of revenge. She, you know, she was betrayed by her husband. And that betrayal, she has to live with that because he chose, you know, to continuously have this child, or he continuously tried to cheat with the woman and not, you know, be responsible as you could be as a cheater and have a child who doesn't really deserve to live that life that she, you know, she was given. And she's very bitter about it. And she's going to continuously be bitter as long as he decides to live around her. And I don't think that she's a dumb bitch or she's a liar for that because, you know, she's emotionally scorned. And she's going to get her revenge however she's going to get her revenge. And nobody should really judge how the person is feeling because, you know, she didn't love that man like she – nobody loved that man like she loved that man. So, you know, that's what I have to say about that.
It's just amazing how everybody has different cheating stories or everyone has their own experiences. But I would have to say the gentleman from Brooklyn – really took the cake tonight because he was, like, straight angry. And from what I gather, he must be the type of man that I would call a paymaster because if you're asking her if the guy's doing all of this or when was the last time you did this, you must be doing all of those things. And if you're doing all of those things and homeboy gets on the show and he knows you and he's like, yo, chick is basically doing the same shit that you was yelling at Shorty for, what the fuck is the purpose?
Right. With him, he was trying to be, you know, a good dude to a female. I mean, honestly, you're going to be good. Everyone is going to be good to whom they choose to be good to. And people are just going to have to respect the fact that, you know, you might have been good to this individual and he wasn't good to you back. I mean, that's just what it was. He didn't deserve it at the moment. But trust and believe his day will come or her day will come where she is faithful and she is true to somebody because she was feeling him that hard and it's going to come back to them. Or they will have a fruitful life. But he was trying to be good to this individual and, you know, some people know different from how she's coming around or whatever. But he's trying to say, like, you know, there's good dudes out there or there's a good guy that's willing to do a lot for you. He's not the only one. There's plenty of them out there. There's plenty of them out there doing it for the side chicks.
Exactly. I hate to say it because I'm older. I chalk that up to just like being younger, just not knowing, not have experience. Like when my youngest son's mom, when she cheated on me, that shit devastated me. It devastated me so bad, I had 5 different plans on murdering her ass, but just didn't have no alibi, so I chose to leave the state to ensure that I wouldn't do nothing stupid. On some, you know what, fuck this, it ain't that serious, I cannot throw my life away, I got other beautiful kids to provide for, I'm out. That's how you gotta do it. Like, if you're hurt that bad, leave. Like, like I said, I'm 40, so I grew up in a life with no social media. I know now it's harder because your ex want to throw shit on Facebook, and you still have a Facebook friend, which is just fucking stupid. But you see your ex, and she's living her life, and she's enjoying her life as she's supposed to do. You can't take that to heart. You just got to move the fuck on. It's hard to move on, but move on. And don't move on by fucking different women, because that ain't going to do nothing but keep you empty inside because you're looking for a relationship and you just don't know it yet. And
right.
You're going to end up with a chick that's going to break your heart again because she don't want to be with nobody. She just want to fuck around. You got to man up. At some point in time in life, dudes just got to understand they got to man up. You got to be that hunter-gatherer type dude. You got to be the dude that if the world ended right now, zombie apocalypse, you can go outside, you can get food, you can build a motherfucking house, you can take care of your home. If you can't do that, then just stop it. Go pay for pussy. Go buy you some hookers. Go to Vegas. They got a whole bunny ranch out there. You can fuck everybody you want. Just send your bread and be prosperous. Otherwise, you don't stop. I know it's personal. I know it hurts. It hurts like a motherfucker. It hurts so much that it makes a grown man cry. Not regular cry. I mean that ugly cry, that snot booger nose cry. You got snot bubbles and you drooling and shit. You just got to find a way to get past it. Pick up a fucking hobby. Don't be an alcoholic. Go build Michael planes. Nigga, read comic books. You just can't hold that against every woman because every woman is absolutely different. No matter how much you think they're like another woman, they're completely fucking different. You can't treat them the same way.
And vice versa. Not for nothing. Like, you know, there's a saying, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. I mean, not necessarily. The best, for me, the best revenge is success. like, to do something big without
exactly.
You know?
Let them see you shining. They go, become a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Write a book. Do something. Run for public office. Be a fucking alderman.
Did you say run for public office?
I said be an alderman. Alderman.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We don't have them out here in the boroughs, but most states got, you know, most towns got aldermen.
I thought about running for public office, but I don't know. With a slogan like my head game is a felony, and I don't really think motherfuckers is going to want to elect me into office.
That's what's up. Shit, you got my vote, goddammit.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, with some bullshit, some stipulations. But, I mean, it is just, I mean, to me, it is just, like, so crazy because when I was married, my ex-husband was a fuck-up. Like, literally, he was a fuck-up. And it was like, he would always tell me about some ugly chick. He's in the military. He would always tell me about some ugly chick. But that the same ugly chick you tell me about would be the same chick that you fucking and she don't be ugly. So I guess you came home to tell me that to just be like, oh, I would never think anything. And, you know, you felt like he's like one of those men that he's very manly. So he feels like it's okay for him to do what he's going to do. So then it's like once I decided to be like, you know what, I'm not going to keep being your victim. Now you're going to be my victim. And like they said, if you're going to cheat, if you're going to risk everything you have, make sure it's better than what you got.
But you know something? Yeah. A lot of people cheat based on the fact that what they have is so good. Like, say if you have an independent woman at home or a good man at home and they're doing so much that you feel a little inferior, men and women go out cheating with the lesser to feel, you know, a little bit more dominant, a little bit more in control of, you know, a situation as opposed to what the situation is at home.
Well, that
was dumb shit, but I've heard it before.
Yeah.
Like they,
my mom's always told me, if you're going to cheat, make sure, because you, when you cheat, you stand the chance of losing everything. So if you're going to lose everything, make sure what you risked for is more than what you had. So when I cheated, I knew the one thing that would make him mad is to find a motherfucker that looked better than him.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I did, because that was the one thing he kept complaining about. I was like, yo, you really fucking with a pretty motherfucker. For a nigga to say another nigga look good, it really had to bother him.
And once again, I say that's the difference between men and women. Niggas are playing Russian roulette with their dick all day, every day. Women just ain't going to do that. You don't want to cheat. As a dude, this is from my own personal experience. I didn't want to cheat with a chick to break her heart if on the off chance I got caught up. So I'm not going to grab that model bitch. I'm not grabbing Kim Kardashian. I'm going to grab the homely Becky. You know what I'm saying? She got good brains. You know what I'm saying? She's not demanding. She don't want to hang out. She just want to give me some head, give me some ass. I'm not trying to show you up in my infidelity. Because that's more heart-wrenching than just, like, first off, you find out this nigga cheating. And then, oh, this bitch is a supermodel. Like, that's like an extra bone crusher in my mind. Like, so I stay away from that. Like, that's why I've been, you know, I went celibate for like three, four years, and then I just started dating. And once I committed wholeheartedly. Here, you got me. I'm too old for this shit. I ain't got time to run around with this young ass woman. Like, I dated a young girl for like a year. She was 21, 22, something like that. I was fucking 37. I was like, yo, this is fun. But I know in my mind, she's going to go to the club. She's going to meet some nigga. He's going to make it rain, go buy bottles, and she's going to be all on a nigga. And that's exactly what happened. To the fucking T. This nigga came in the club. He was throwing money around, and she's like, oh. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Do you?
Yeah,
you
because
know,
she's living the life you already live. So she
exactly
really kind of like, you sitting down, you know.
I was ready for it. All right. you know, we went out and shit. We partied and shit. Don't get it twisted. Just because I'm 40, don't mean I can't shake my ass. I go, like, trash. I'm
that.
Looking for a parking spot now.
What I'm saying is, when she went out there and she did all of that, you know what I'm saying? You was like,
and I knew it was coming, so I wasn't devastated. I wasn't on some I'm a killer bitch. I wasn't on that. I understand the circle of life. I know what it is. And I know what it's going to be. She going to find somebody, and I wished her the best. And I told her that when we spoofed her party. I think she was mad that I wasn't hurt. Like, are you serious? I'm saying, you just did me wrong, but I'm cool because I understand. Fucking young. Do what you do. You should have tried to lock me up anyway. Don't be coming at me talking about you, K.O., I love you. Yeah, I told you that was a sexual response. You'd be okay. Am I the only dude left?
There are men that are listening, and that's what happens. It's like they listen to see what you're going to say, and if they're going to get, if there's some more male bashing, and then some of them might come back on and say something, but it's hella men listening.
I better come on before I spill the beans and let all the secrets out, because I'm a truthful dude. I don't let it be known.
Oh,
I know what it is.
Be truthful. Fuck them. Come on. Spill the secrets. Come on.
I mean, y'all, like I said, y'all are very intricate beings, women. Like, the average dude don't realize women outnumber men like 7-1 in the world. So the dumb shit they're doing, they don't have to be doing. Like, realistically, 7-1. Out of 7 girls, you're going to have a chick that's just, you know, not your type. You may not be into big, beautiful women. You're going to have one of those. You're going to have you a supermodel, but her breath won't stink. You're going to have a fine average chick. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have all spectrums of women. So you really got your choice. You just got to approach them properly. You can't walk up on every chick and yo, ma, what's up? Come here, bitch, give me some ass. You can't do that. You got to be respectful. And in my mind, if I come at a chick sideways and she accepts it, that's not a chick I'm going to be serious with, because she's just demoralizing her worth. She's defeating herself by accepting the bullshit. Like, I mean, they'll figure it out. I mean, some people just got to learn the hard way. It's a damn shame, but it's the goddamn truth. Some men have to learn the absolute roughest way possible when they got a good woman. Maybe it's when she stabbed them. Who knows?
I mean, and it happens like that because my daughter and her baby daddy was together for a long time. They have 3 daughters. He was on some dumb shit, got them evicted from their apartment, moved them in with his folks, and started cheating with a bitch around the corner. Now, I don't condone what my daughter did, but when you've given so much of yourself to a man, and y'all have little kids, meaning like 3, 1, and months old, and it's like you're doing everything to keep a roof over your head, and then you do some dumb shit, and then you put them, your family, in a situation where they don't have their home anymore, and you're around the corner cheating with a pop. Whatever the female feels like she needs to do to you, that's you put yourself in harm's way. So what she did was anger bust, you know, pressure bust pipe. She stabbed him, and then she made him walk to the cousin's house to confront being caught, and he denied it. Nigga, she caught you at the bitch house and made you walk to your cousin that told her the truth. You was already caught, so you lying wasn't going to do nothing but make it worse.
Right.
And it's like when women have given you their all and they feel like you're stuck in a fucking situation and you can easily walk away, they snap because their mindset is like, oh, what the fuck? I've been with you this long. I did this. You gonna do that? Oh, no, motherfucker. You ain't finna get off easy like that. Balance is never right, but sometimes you gotta let a motherfucker know you can't do this to somebody else because your reward may be greater than what you just got. You might get shot next time.
Word.
You can't play with a woman. Like,
at all.
You can't play with men, but you most definitely can't play with a woman, because what's that saying? Hell have no fury like a woman scorned.
Hey, Maxwell made a whole song about that shit.
I mean, if a man gets scorned 9 out of 10, he gonna kill your ass and turn around and kill himself. You know what I mean?
Hey,
he's gonna make sure he gonna do the okie doke.
And all the headline is gonna say is strange boyfriend. That's all that shit gonna say is strange. I don't even think that's a real word. It's strange, you serious? And he's gonna be like, I loved it to her. She was my all. But he done fucked 5 bitches and gave her gonorrhea. But it's his fault. You know, it's her fault. It's her fault he was swinging dick like it was fucking Skittles.
And then he'll be like, bitch, you burnt me? How the fuck you burn me? Baby, you're the only person I've been fucking with.
Exactly.
Let's go to the doctor. Mr. Smith, yeah, your dick been dripping for about 3-4 days. You ain't recognizing it ain't burning. And then you look at your girl like, oh, damn, my bad, mom. What had happened was, and I picked up the wrong draws, and that's how I burnt you.
No. The best answer is, you know, I took a shit at work. And my dick hit the toilet seat lid.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I done seen that happen.
I went to the clinic with my ex and had nothing, and he had something. That's how I found out he was cheating.
You know, I found out my ex-husband was cheating because this dumb motherfucker was keeping her love letters in a bag that he always carried with him. And one morning, he forgot to take his bag with him to work. And me being a female, I'm going to look. Because the first time when we first moved into our house, I went back home to North Carolina because he's in the military to be with my family, and I was going through some pregnancy issues and stuff. So when I come back, because we had just moved into the house, when I come home with my daughter, that's 2 at the time, my neighbor's looking at me like, who in the fuck are you? I'm the lady of the house. They're like, no, the lady of the house drives this black car. No, we got a black Cavalier. She's like, no, it's something else. That was a clue right there. How the fuck my neighbor's going to tell me that I don't live in my house?
Sir.
And then when I read the letters, it was there in black and white. I called him at work, and I'm just like, how could you? You fucked her. You had her in my fucking house in my bed. He was like, no, I didn't. That's a lie. That's a lie. Bitch, I'm looking at the letters. No personal shit. He should have just came with why I fucked up. I didn't know where we were at because what was going on with the pregnancy. I'm mad at you because you terminated it. I mean, if he would have came at me like that, I may have could have understood just a little bit something. But you just blatantly lied, and you still lied to the point I had to read you the fucking whole letter. But that's the bullshit that's being told.
It doesn't make
sense. Dudes are dumb. I admit, I was a dumb dude for a long fucking time. We're fucking stupid. We don't know no better. We figure it out when it's all too late. Every fucking time. We're great with money. When it comes to our bread, we count that shit down to the last penny. When it comes to our women, we don't look at all the fucking, we don't look at the whole circle. Dudes just don't check the reasoning. They don't understand their women. They don't understand how women think. They don't look outside the box. They want some, yo, I got this stripper, son. Shorty bad. Yeah, son. You can hit. And while you're thinking all that, you're not thinking about your woman. Looking at your damn text messages. Checking your phone bill. Breaking your voicemail password. Like, what is it with the voicemail password? I will put the most random-ass numbers and walk in the house, and I hear my shit on my home phone. What is it with the voicemail? How do I do that shit? Like, do you really sit there and go 0001, 0002, 0003 until you get the shit? Like, what the fuck? underestimate a woman's drive when it comes to proving her man's a dirty, no good liar. Men really underestimate that fact. She really don't think about that shit until she come home. You thought you erased that voicemail, and she saved it on your phone just to play it for you when you walk through the house.
This has been quite an interesting show. I knew it would be. I swear I knew it would be. And we're coming to the end of the show. Next week is, you know, the holiday. So Tuesday is Christmas Day. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do a show because that's day for our families and stuff like that. So I might do maybe a Wednesday show. I'm most definitely going to do the Friday show, but I'm most definitely going to do the Sunday night show. I can't let people down because, you know, people might want to fuck before New Year's. They might want to fuck before Christmas Eve. And my Sunday shows actually put people in the mood. And, you know, me and Ashton, we're going to be fucking shit. You know, if guys are listening, get your little dick hard, then, you know, you call the shorty over, pull some wine, some Paul Brown, whatever it is you drink, listen to the classic R&B, and then Google something. And if you want to call in and let us hear you smash the homie, by all means, we welcome that. We like stuff like that, then we know we're doing our job.
Especially if you don't mind me commentating.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Fucking commentation, you can motivate me. You can tell me what to do.
I will. I surely will.
Y'all are too fucking much. I would like to thank my lovely co-host, Ashton, for calling in and sharing her story. I would like to thank Barry. I would like to thank Madam Miska for calling in. I'd like to thank Phyllis, Hertz, the dude. I'm going to call him the Angry BK Dude. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Angry, we appreciate you calling in. Aunt, appreciate you calling in. Hertz, most definitely appreciate you calling in. We've been talking on BBM, and you got me thinking about some things. I'm going to have to explore some possibilities. And I would really have to say thank you to all of the men, and I do mean men, that called in and was on their grown man shit. I'm not saying that y'all were perfect because y'all did y'all shit back in the day, but when you was a boy, you acted as a boy, but now that you're a man, you're doing manly things. Big ups to you for that because a lot of your age still ain't there yet. I'll be 44 in February. I meet men from all ages, and they're not fucking there yet. So this is one thing that'll help you get there. Men, if you are still running around cheating on females, gaming them and lying, and you have a daughter, what the fuck are you going to do when your daughter brings home a you? Females, you're out here playing dudes, jacking them for their money, and using them and putting them in harm's way. What the fuck are you going to do when your son fucks around there and fucks with you? You got to do it. Like, your kids are going to be most likely to fuck with people that they see you with. So y'all need to be mindful of that. Stop playing fucking games when you got little girls, because what you going to do? Beat his ass? Ain't nobody beat your ass yet. Female, beat her ass? Ain't nobody beat your ass yet. So y'all need to be mindful of the motherfucking fuck shit that you're doing, especially when you have little kids. I tell my sons this all the time. Just be mindful. What the fuck are you going to do when your child brings home a you? If you are doing the right thing and they bring home a you, kudos. If you're doing the fuck thing and they bring home a you, oh, woe is you. That's all I can say. That's something for everybody to ponder on. And maybe we need to pick up on that when, you know, on another show. Because I'm sure say what they don't think in those terms about, damn, you know what? What could I do if my daughter brought home a motherfucker just like me? I'd probably shoot his ass. Well, then, guess what? Somebody should shoot your ass.
You know people don't look at themselves as the culprit. Always the victim.
Okay. Well, let me. Okay, keep being a victim and let me take your ass to the cleaner. All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Keep being a victim, and I'm gonna be a culprit, and then I'm gonna let you know you've been victimized because you was dumb as fuck for victimizing other people and not owning up to it. Like,
yes.
Turns out it's fair play, and don't nobody like it when that fucking shoe drops. It don't feel good. It
what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yes, and what's good for y'all is good for Chuck Mommy, but I'm going to take it 10 times higher. So, on that note, we're going to end this beautiful show. We're going to talk on BBM. We're going to talk on Twitter. We're going to talk on everything. Don't worry. We're not going to talk about nobody else because, you know, shit, we talked about you on the show, so you're good enough.
And that's the end of that.
I love you guys. We'll be back Sunday night, 9:30 to 11:30. Make sure you hit us up on BBM or hit us up on Twitter, original_Ashton, A-S-T-E-N, or at ChocMommy03, and send us your requests and dedications for Sunday night show, and we'll get them out. So, on that note, good night. You got any last words, Ashton?
Good night, everyone. It was a pleasure. I loved everyone.